button. He wanted to be a good man, made in his God's image. Love thy neighbor. But he coached a sport that fed upon violence. Hit the hole. Knock that linebacker into next week. And he coached that violent sport with vigor, yelling, cursing. Many of his players eventually recognized he loved them, that the abuse was designed only to make them better football players. But still, there was a brutality to it all. In later years, Packers tight end Gary Kniffel would say Lombardi worked his players so hard that when he tells you to go to hell, you look forward to the trip. Lombardi prayed for patience. In many respects, my father wasn't always pleased with who he had to be successful, the demanding and the pushing that it required, Vince Jr. said. The time he spent in conversation with his God was an attempt to reconcile the two, what he knew to be a good person and what he knew he had to be successful. The conversations with his God were, in many respects, an attempt to come to some kind of reconciliation. Whether Lombardi ever did find that balance between God and football is debatable. He never did subdue his temper, a major reason why colleges never warmed to him as a potential head coach. He never did find the patience for which he prayed, but he did find a way to relate to his players, and many of them, like Gifford, came away loving him for making them great. During his Green Bay years, Lombardi rode noted Hellraiser Paul Hornung relentlessly, fining him untold amounts of cash. But he turned the womanizer's life around, and Hornung never forgot it. Hardly a letter writer, Hornung did express his gratitude in a missive to his coach as Hornung prepared to leave Green Bay for expansion New Orleans on February 23, 1967. I want you to know that I have always felt closer to you than any coach I have ever had or ever hoped to have. I believe the greatest thing I have learned from your football has not only been the idea of winning, but why you want to win. Each and every ball player who has had the opportunity of playing under your guidance in some ways will always try to mirror some part of your personality. In his first year with the Giants, Lombardi was almost universally disliked among the team's veterans, some of whom had dealt with far worse than some ill-tempered coach while serving in World War II. The yelling didn't really register much with Charlie Connerly, who had his rifle shot out of his hands by a Japanese sniper during the Marine invasion of Guam in 1944. Who did this big-mouthed guy think he was? Full of bluster but devoid of any pro experience. Did he really think that rinky-dink Army offense was going to work? Gifford, who later became one of Lombardi's greatest friends, called him loud and arrogant, a total pain in the ass. Though the bombast continued, Lombardi adjusted. After some initial failed attempts to gain their trust that first camp, Lombardi visited some of his key players and asked for help. What plays did they like to run? What were they comfortable with? To Lombardi, winning was far more important than getting his own way. We would listen to him, and he would listen to us, Connerly said. He made accommodations to age and skill sets. He bent, and in return, the players gave him their loyalty and attention. Though he would become more aloof from the players as a head coach, with these Giants, he drank, played cards, and communed as a human being. While the players still caught a heaping helping of his tyrannical manner on the practice field, they eventually became comfortable enough with him to exact their own form of revenge. More than once, Lombardi walked into a meeting room only to find the chalk he had meticulously laid out beforehand had vanished. The players roared as their foil spat accusations and expletives before a hurled chalkboard ended the entertainment portion of the day. Adaptability became Lombardi's greatest strength. He was one of the few coaches who could coach individually, Gifford said. There were great coaches over the years who couldn't change his tactic because of one guy or his attitude. You can't coach individually because football's a team game, but he was great that way. He could make players play who wouldn't have played.